Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am who says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. You're awesome. Let's thank God for the Word today, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, so we're going to get into it. I hope you're ready to take some notes because we're finishing our series today. If you haven't been with us, please go to our website, download them. They're free. The promise with more blessing than any other, it's the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. When we walk in the fear of the Lord, which is reverencing God, and that's what you're doing here today, when you come to church and you bring your family on the first day of the week, which should be the best day of your week, it should be. Gathering in God's house with God's people under the anointing and the Word of God, it should be your best day of the whole week. And out of this day, it should be overflow to make the rest of the week the best of your week. Amen. So the fear of the Lord, let's look at it. King Solomon, wisest man, richest man that ever lived, richer than Donald Trump, richer than Elon Musk, richer than, you know, people that you can think of today. The Bible says he's the wealthiest man that ever lived, Solomon. And here's what he said. All has been heard. Look at the screen. The end of the matter, the bottom line is fear God. What does that mean? Let's see if pastor's telling the truth. Revere and worship him. Reverence, respect, and honor him. Knowing that he is, keep his commandments. That's obedience. So walking in obedience is walking in the fear of the Lord. When I hear the word and obey the word, I'm walking in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not negative. We're talking about the positive. It's an awe, reverence, and respect and honor of God. Keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, the original purpose of his creation. Look at the screen, the object of God's providence, the root of character. So if I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm a hearer and a doer of the word. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I'm a God worshiper. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I revere God, I respect God, I honor God. And all of that said, it affects my character. I'm a better employee. I'm a better employer. I'm a better entrepreneur. I'm a better husband. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mother. I'm a better father. I'm a better son and a daughter. Come on, somebody. Because it affects my character. God does not bless the color of our skin. God blesses our character. God doesn't promote, you know, charisma. God promotes character. And when I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, it affects my character. What is that? Attitude, action, and speech. If I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, I don't talk like my neighbor. I don't act like my neighbor. I don't respond like my neighbor. I'm different. I'm a child of God. Amen. So it affects my character, the foundation of all happiness. Talk about a sound mind and mental health and people depressed. Notice, walking in the fear of the Lord will cure your depression. It said it's the bottom, the foundation for all happiness. We're all looking for happiness. We're all looking for happiness. And happiness doesn't follow success. Happiness doesn't follow success. Now, the world thinks if I'm successful, got the house, got the Beamer, got the pool, got the cabin by the lake, then I'll be happy. They got it all wrong. Happiness produces success. I hope you just got that. Well, I get a different job, I'll be happy. After this morning, I find a different church, I'll be happy. I get a different job, I'll be happy. I get a new marriage, a new mate, get a divorce, I'll be happy. No. That's the world's way. God's way is happiness is a magnet. Happiness will draw the right people into your life. Happiness will bring success into your life, promotion into your life. Happiness comes first. And the foundation for happiness is a relationship with Jesus Christ. The foundation for happiness is a relationship with Jesus Christ. The foundation for happiness is the fear of the Lord. This whole series will cure everything that's ailing you in your life. Now, if you don't get it, it's because you haven't got a revelation. So you go back over these 4 weeks and you study it. And you listen to it over and over and over and over and over until the light comes on, you get revelation. I've been here 42 years. I've counseled thousands of people. I think I've seen about everything to be seen. This series will cure everything that ails you. Depression, suicide, self-sabotage, you know, things in my life I need to correct that I don't see, relationships, finances, my health, my future, My calling, my job, my career covers it all. It covers everything. So it goes on to say that it's the foundation for happiness and it's the duty of every man and woman. Deuteronomy 13:4, what does it look like from Scripture to walk in the fear of the Lord? You will walk after the Lord your God. So God's first. The fear of the Lord means God's first. Before my family, before my kids' sports program, that God is first before finances, materialism. God is first before my hobby. God is first. That's what it means to walk in the fear of the Lord. You go after the Lord, your God. Someone said you're a God chaser. And then you reverently fear him. You keep his commandments. That's obedience. You obey his voice. To walk in the fear of the Lord is to hear God's voice. And you and I need to hear God's voice for every decision in our life to obey his voice, and you will serve him. I don't come into set at church and expect to gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. I'm to be a contributor to my church. I'm to serve in my local church. I'm to serve in my community. I'm to serve God and serve others. Amen. I'm to look for needs and meet them. I'm to look for hurts and heal them. Amen. So serve him and then cling to him. That means a close relationship. You're glued to him, all right? So today, I've been giving you benefits every week. Let me give you some more benefits because this is the one promise that if I'll make it my aim, is attached to more benefits and blessings in the Bible than any other of the 7,000. So let's look at it today. Number one, when I walk in the fear of the Lord, it will bring me breakthroughs. It will bring me breakthroughs. Can you say breakthroughs? Okay, look what the scripture says on the overheads. Ecclesiastes 8:12. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days seemingly are prolonged in his wickedness, yet surely I know that it will be well. I know it will be well. It may not look well today, but it will be well. It may look like everything's against me today, but I know in the end, it will be well. What's that? Breakthrough. And I know that it will. Do y'all know that? That God's working things together for your good? Do y'all know at the end of what you're going through, you're going to come out on top? Do y'all know that God's working behind the scenes today? So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't walk away. Press in. I know that it will be well with those who, look at the screen, fear God. So just by you coming to church, bringing your family, bringing your Bible, taking notes, engaging, paying your tithe and offering, it's going to go well for you. Now, all hell may be against you, but even when all hell is against you, at the end, it will go well for you. Because God will take what the enemy meant to destroy you and develop you. Amen. God will take looks like a disappointment and make it an appointment. God will take what's bad and turn it around for your good. For those who fear him, it will go well. The doctor's report may not be well. The lawyer's report may not be well. Maybe you got a court case this week. It doesn't look well. But you know what? If you fear the Lord, if you put God first, if you honor him, revere him, and worship him, God said at the end of the thing, it's going to go well. Oh, hallelujah. I know. Everybody say, I know. You got to know it and you know her. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. That you know that you know that you know. That you know in your knower. That if I'll honor God and fear God and reverence God and put God first and give him glory and give him honor, it's going to go well with my teenagers, my kids, my marriage, my health, my ministry, my job, my career, my relationships. It's going to go well. Who's it going to go well for? Those who reverently look at the screen, fear God, who revere God, worship God. Oh, and look at this revelation. Don't miss it. Look, those who fear God realize his continual presence. The fear of the Lord will bring the presence of God in your circumstances. The fear of the Lord will bring the presence of God in the hospital room, in the jail cell. The fear of the Lord will bring the presence of God in your marriage that's in full of strife and turmoil right now. The fear of the Lord will bring the presence of God. And in his presence, all your enemies melt. In his presence is fullness of joy, right? And if I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, if I'm giving God glory, in his presence there's love, joy, and peace. I love it. So the fear of the Lord, giving God glory, strengthens my faith. Giving God glory, walking in the fear of the Lord, will develop my relationship with him, will be better and closer, and it will release the presence. What is his presence? The anointing. And the anointing breaks the yoke. The yoke of drugs, the yoke of sex, the yoke of fear, the yoke of depression, the yoke of addiction, the yoke of loneliness, the yoke of suicidal thoughts, mental torment, mental weakness. The presence of the Lord brings the anointing, and the anointing breaks the yoke off your life and sets you free. So the fear of the Lord will bring breakthroughs. Now that verse right there was worth coming to church for 30 years. Really, that verse right there was worth coming to church for 20 years, 10 years. Oh my God, look at that verse. Yet I know. Many of you got torment in the middle of the night, worried about your health, your kids, your finances, tomorrow, uncertainty, what will happen. That's not God's will. He says, yet I know those who fear the Lord, it's going to be well. It's going to work out. God's going to turn it around. You're going to get that test turned into a testimony. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have a story. Oh, praise God. It will go well for those who are religious, no. Judgmental, no. But those who reverently fear God. Those who revere and worship him, realizing his continual presence. Do you want more of God's presence to manifest in your life? Let me tell you how. Recognize him. Recognize him. When you go into a room, don't you want to be recognized? Sure you do. When you go into a room, you want to be recognized. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to be recognized. And when you're recognized, when you enter a group or a room or a classroom or an office, well, when you're recognized, then you're more apt, what? To get involved. So if you want more of God's presence in your life, recognize his presence. What did I do a while ago? Today, people will be saved at Church on the Rock. Today, people will be healed at church. I'm recognizing the presence. Today, people are going to be delivered. Today, people are going to be set free. Today, people are going to get revelation, be restored. And do you remember? Maybe you forgot already, but I said, where two or three are gathered together. What was I doing? What I'm preaching. Recognizing. Well, what do you do, Pastor, tomorrow morning before you get out of bed? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. He's the only part of the Trinity on the planet. God the Father's in heaven and Jesus at his right hand building your mansion. And the only part of the Godhead on earth to help you is the Holy Spirit. And you're not recognizing your helper? Good morning, Holy Spirit. I surrender to you today. I'm giving you a lab right now. I surrender to you today. I open my heart to you today. Jesus, fill me afresh and anew. And then start praying in your prayer language. All right. Number two. Now, if you're religious, you're going to get hung up on this one. Okay? But it's in the Bible. It's not blunt, and I'm not backing off. Okay? Look what the second benefit of the fear of the Lord is. You're not putting materialism first. You're putting God first. And what's this benefit? Riches? Oh, and you get all kinds of stuff on the media that hates those prosperity preachers and churches. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of people abuse it, but what are we teaching on? Put God first. Come on, give me a break. Riches, favor, and a satisfied life. Where's that found, Pastor? Proverbs 22, verse 4. Look at the screen. The reward. There's a reward? There's a reward? The reward of humility and reverent, worshipful, fear of the Lord is what? Riches, honor, and life. Now, is that Bible or is that David Blunt? That is the B-I-B-L-E. And I'm taking that over the world or disgruntled Christians or sinners. I'm taking the word over the world. And God said, if I put him first, if I reverence him, honor him, give him glory, walk in the fear of the Lord, that he will reward me. God is a good God. He will reward me with what? Riches, honor, and life. Whoa. The Message translation, paraphrase, same verse. The payoff. The payoff for meekness and fear of God is lack, heartbreak, dissatisfied life. Look what it says. Folks, are you expecting that? Come on now, please say yes. Are you expecting that? Well, praise God, bless you. I'll take yours then. Can I have your reward? Because I'm believing for a reward. But remember, we're talking about putting God first. We're not talking about materialism or stuff first. We're talking about being sold out, serving God, be in church, pay your tithe, share your faith, witness, get people born. Yeah. And doing that, the payoff of fearing God is plenty, not lack. Say this with me. I rebuke, renounce, lack, and every lack statement I've ever said. Today, I enter a season of plenty. Praise the Lord. Boy, I like the other one there. It says, look at this in the NLT. Long life. As the team comes, long life. Number three, it's a requirement for leadership, the fear of the Lord. We're not just to put anybody in any position at church or where you work or in your own company or whatever. It's a requirement for leadership. The fear of the Lord is a requirement for leadership. Are we doing okay today? God's doing awesome things. Thank you, Lord. Look at Exodus 18:21. This is a requirement for leadership in God's kingdom, in God's company, in God's church. Okay? This is a requirement for leadership, fear of the Lord. Look what it says. And then you need to keep a sharp eye out for competent men and women. Men and women who fear God. This is a requirement for leadership. Not people who look good, smell good, got a personality. No, we're looking for character. So you need to keep a sharp eye out for competent men and women who fear God, men and women of integrity, who are incorruptible, and then you appoint them as leaders over groups. Organized by 1,000, by 100, by 50, and by 10. What's the requirement for promotion in God's kingdom? Fear of the Lord. Honoring Him, putting Him first, giving Him respect, giving Him your time, giving Him everything He asked for. I got two more, but I'm out of time. You want to? You okay? Because we're done with this. Okay. So the fourth benefit is to advance, to move forward. The fear of the Lord will cause you to begin moving forward. You won't be stagnant. You won't be stuck. You won't live in the past. The fear of the Lord will cause you to advance. Okay? Look at Hebrews 11:7. Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear. What caused him to move? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord will keep you moving. The fear of the Lord will keep you growing. The fear of the Lord will keep you towards your destiny. What was he to build an ark? Well, God's got an appointment for you. God's got something for you to build while you're on this planet. And the fear of the Lord will move you forward. The fear of the Lord will cause you to advance. The fear of the Lord will cause you to move towards your destiny and build what God put you on this planet to build. Oh, I like it. I like it. We're going to move on. 2 Chronicles 26:5. He was well trained by his pastor. Well, I hope you can say that about me. He was well trained by his pastor, teacher, Zechariah, look at this, to live in reverence, obedience before God. For as long as he lived, Uzziah lived a godly life and God prospered him. There again, a requirement for leadership is the fear of the Lord. And number five, you get closer to God. A benefit, you get closer to God. Exodus 20, verse 18. When the people saw the thunder and the lightning and they heard the trumpet, they saw the mountain of smoke, they trembled with what? Fear. They stayed at a distance. Okay. Notice, tremble with fear and they stayed at a distance. And said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you and keep you from sinning. So one thing happened when the fear of the Lord was there for some of them, it caused them to be afar off. But for the other group, it caused them to draw nearer to God. The fear of the Lord will cause you to draw nearer to God every day of your life. And I got to stop. I'm out of time. Did you get blessed today? Come on, give the Lord a thank you for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Come on, front to back. Just give him your best. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory today. We thank you for this promise today. We're going to live in the fear of the Lord today. Give us revelation knowledge today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Heads are bowed and eyes are closed and no one moving, please, just for a minute or two. Those of you online, you say, Pastor Boy, I need God today. I want to know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. I want to be fully confident. I don't want to be fear of the future or death. Pastor, I want to know what I'm to build, what God called me to build, what my destiny is, what my purpose is. I've been floating and floundering. I'm empty. I'm void. I need God. Pray for me. Pastor, I know the Lord, but wow, this is revelation to me to go to a whole new level of my walk with God. I want to reset my life today. If that's you, punch the button on your device. If you need prayer, someone's standing by. In this room, heads bowed, eyes closed, out in the lobby and the Rock Express, the family table. You see, Pastor, that's me. God's talking to me today. Pastor, I'm ready to give my life to God. Maybe you've been afraid of God. Maybe you've been angry at God. Maybe you blamed God. We've all been there. I've been there. But today you say, Pastor, I'm in awe of how much God loves me. I can feel the love of God in this sanctuary drawing me. I want that love in my life, Pastor. I want God to fill my void, heal my hurts, show me my purpose, what he put me here to build. It wasn't an ark, but what is it? I want to move towards it. I want to get moving. I want to make a difference. I want to be significant. Pastor, I'm already a believer, but God's talking to me for greater commitment, greater dedication, greater servants. Go to a new level. Reset my life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If that's you, faith is an act. You got to do something. You see, Pastor, pray for me. We're not going to call you forward. We're going to pray a corporate prayer. But make this decision today, right here in the middle of the summer. Don't let the rest of this year be a waste, be a regret. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your gifts and talents and abilities. Pastor, pray for me. Lift your hand high, would you, right now? Every section, hands going up. Put it up now. Don't wait. Every section, Christians, pray. Keep them up. There's some more hands that need to go up. There's some more hands that need to go up. Put your hand up right now. Keep it up just for a few seconds. And put it right back down. Church, let's help everybody. Let's lead them in this prayer. It's in Romans chapter 10. Let's all say it together. Say it with boldness now. Lead them. Everything's going to change right now. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent. I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me, that he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, let's look up and celebrate right now with all of heaven. Heaven rejoices over one. Thank you, Lord.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.